Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Pay particular attention to your luggage and personal belongings. Unattended luggage will and personal belongings may be treated as a danger to the facility. Do not be persuaded by strangers or individuals you do not know well to take articles aboard your flight. You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
There it is.
That is in Houston. And talking to my crew, including Chris Jordan, he recently heard that after flying. And some of my other crew that recently flew heard that announcement. And we went and looked it up on the TSA website. They say on their site that if you laugh at them, they will arrest you. This is like if you go into a restaurant and you don't like the service and complain, you'll be arrested. This is the total tyranny. Who's going to protect us from the protectors? Historically, they're always the greatest danger, especially when the protectors publicly run al-Qaeda. And the headline today out of CNS News is Syrian rebels swap crosses atop churches for al-Qaeda flags. That is the type of stuff that is going on. Now, we're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 11th day of October 2013. Former Congressman Ron Paul is going to be popping in the first 20 minutes of the second hour. And then Jesse Ventura rarely calls me to come on the show, but he's got a big announcement he wants to make and some things that are going on. So it's important stuff coming up with the former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura in the third hour. That said, my top story was going to be the debt limit, the debt ceiling, and the latest shutdown, and we will cover that, big developments there. California saying that you can have backroom abortions, that basically a lawnmower repairman can do them in his shed. Just unprecedented evil on that front. I wanted to get into that report we mentioned yesterday, but I wanted to get more into it. After you guys pull me that article about Jerry Brown signs bill to have non-medical abortions, legalize, I guess anybody. I guess you could have homeless people set up shop and put your wife up in the stirrups and get going on it. Just total Orwellian, total absurdist world. And, of course, I was going to get into the TSA first, dealing with the fact that when Anthony Gucciardi and, of course, Josh Owens and Weldon Henson came back from Utah last week, they stopped in Phoenix and were getting on another plane, and they saw one of the folks at the food stands saying they had some kind of bomb threat. And they were searching the plane earlier. There was a lot of security in there. And then they went over and told the counter that. And they said, "Who told you that we're going to arrest you for a bomb threat?" And they said, "No, I just heard there was a drill here or some type of sweep of the plane, a bomb threat," which, of course, there had been, it turned out. And they said, "Doesn't matter. We're going to arrest you felony charges right now unless you tell us who said it." And Anthony goes, "Well, it's that old guy selling sandwiches right there. He just said that there'd been a bomb threat and they'd sweep the plane." And they ran over and arrested him. They had a federal marshal come over and say, "Well, there was some stuff going on today. He saw that. Doesn't matter, though. We're going to put him in jail. Have a good day." And you better watch your head. I mean, he said the guy looked like he was weighed 300 pounds, pure steroids, bigger than Arnold Schwarzenegger. And, man, they're like Black Widows, folks, waiting to grab you and your family and your kids, waiting to disappear you as fast as possible. The airports are now national security tyranny zones. I would advise no one from foreign countries to come here. If you go to national parks, they don't just draw down on you with guns now. This is the day of the shutdown. Buses pulled in, and they were, you know, pulling guns on them. They now arrest you because they are, I mean, this government is almost completely converted over to hardcore criminals. Anybody who deals with the public has been converted over with an imperious hatred of the American people. Now, that's not even our top story. News broke minutes before the show of the highest magnitude of importance. We will break it down on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
I want to live in a free country, not be disappeared if I make a joke. Oh, yeah, that's the new thing. You get charged with inciting a terroristic threat if you joke with the TSA and tell them, don't grab my junk.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
We are the heart.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Fighting the New World Order for 20 years! She had the whole show, and that's a natural fact. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. I've got to tell you, this country is in deep, deep, deep trouble. And if we will simply get out of our comfort zones and admit how much trouble we're in, we can get off this train. But I've got to tell you something right now. I just looked at my head IT guy back in the coffee room where I was getting a glass of water. And I said to him, let me tell you, if we're going to get out of Dodge, now's the time. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. If you're going to get out of the United States, now is the time. Just like a science fiction movie, Alien or something, when they set the self-destruct. This ship will self-destruct in T-minus 5 minutes. Bloop, 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 counting down. I mean, the sirens are going. And I'm in here trying to fix it. I mean, if we can wake people up, wake the military and police up out of their power trip, which we've done the military to a great extent, because they were never on a power trip, because they were in the real world, actually fighting real enemies most of the time, not just messing with citizens all day. If we can turn things around, but we got to turn it around now. We've kind of turned the ship a little bit, but it's still now going to run sideways into the iceberg. We've somehow got to turbo the engine and flip it around quickly before we smash right into it. And the good news is we're turning the ship, but not fast enough, and we're going into this thing. The news I've got, just... it was just physically painful. In fact, I didn't just get a chill up my spine. I actually just had pain in my chest over what's happening. I mean, it's that bad. Ladies and gentlemen, how screwed up this country is. And I'm sitting here studying all this, watching all this unfold. And there's no way to get through to the zombie public. And the general public's watching MTV and Fox television and all the entertainment shows and HBO, and they all think it's cute and funny, and they have no idea how much trouble they're in and just how evil the establishment is. They have no earthly conception how serious this New World Order is. Play the TSA announcement that's playing in Houston and also nationwide.
You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
Let's play the whole thing for people. Just now mixed in with, oh, you don't take unattended bags and don't, all the stuff you're used to. And then, oh, by the way, if we don't like what you say, just whatever, we're going to disappear you. That's the next step.
Pay particular attention to your luggage and personal belongings. Unattended luggage will and personal belongings may be treated as a danger to the facility. Do not be persuaded by strangers or individuals you do not know well to take articles aboard your flight. You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
Oh, this is the total humiliation and destruction of our society. And this is a real announcement we just played out of Houston. The story is up on Infowars.com in a report by Paul Joseph Watson. And you have to understand that the bedrock of a corrupt, evil, authoritarian society is we will arrest you, we will disappear you. They've killed people in custody at airports before who were in handcuffs. And they say that they've hung themselves, including women. When you see announcements like this, you understand how much trouble we're in. TSA loudspeakers threaten travelers with arrest for joking about security. Technically, it's worse than what Watson even wrote there. It just says joking, period. Prisoner training, don't complain about your grope down. And the issue here is there's no law saying you can't say don't grab my junk, or I think this is disgusting, or I think this is horrible, or I think you ought to get a real job, or you better watch the radiation coming out of those machines, or I don't want you recording my naked body, it's on record, you lied about that. That's the stuff they're saying you're not allowed to say. And they're on record threatening people with arrest that dare speak up to them. What do you think this is, America? And remember, it's all done to protect you from Al-Qaeda that the government founded and has run the entire time. And the people running the government clearly were involved in 9/11 and did that as an overthrow of our system, of our republic, of our country. In fact, the real headline on Watson's story, and I'm going to call him and have him change it, the real headline would be TSA loudspeakers threaten travelers with arrest if they tell jokes. Let's play the announcement from start to finish one more time.
Pay particular attention to your luggage and personal belongings. Unattended luggage will, and personal belongings may be treated as a danger to the facility. Do not be persuaded by strangers or individuals you do not know well to take articles aboard your flight. You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
Okay, so notice what they say, while measures are in effect, teaching them we can do whatever we want, we change stuff up all the time. They also talk about may be treated as a threat to the facility. It's not about, even about your security. It's about this facility. This is all military installation talk that you would have in an occupied country. This is how they talk to folks in Fallujah when they were occupied. This is paramilitary control. This is martial law. This is don't be caught out after dark or you may be permanently detained from the running man up on jumbotrons in the street. Now they have jumbotrons saying don't trust your neighbors, watch everyone, see something, say something. I mean, we are in the classic Orwellian system where the British government put up billboards 5 years ago saying secure under the watchful eye, showing an all-seeing eye watching you. That is secure under the watchful eye of Big Brother. They just said secure under the watchful eye and showed a big eye in the sky shooting a pyramid spectrum of analysis down on the people on the street saying, we're watching you to make us feel like we're guilty, we're criminals, we've done something wrong, we're the bad guys, they're the good guys. When the government is run by foreign narcotics trafficking, sex trafficking, child trafficking, murder trafficking, snuff film trafficking, illegal, big pharma legal, GMO, radiological, DU trafficking, absolute murder gangs of hardcore globalists. And when I have to explain to everybody, because I knew this would happen when I went in and talked to some of the crew, and my crew is very intelligent, very informed. They're in the top, I would say, 1% of people that are aware. We try to hire people that know what's going on, but I had to go to some of my crew, and I said, what do you think the story's about? Well, that pilot joked about, you know, oh, yeah, I got a bomb in my pants, so they arrested him. And I said, no, it's not about bomb in the pants. That they could say is a terroristic threat. But saying, hey, I think they had a bomb threat, if there was something going on, that's not illegal. But I go, you always default, and that's psychological warfare, to the last thing they were doing. And that's attached to law. If you do put in a bomb threat, it's a felony. Then they make, hey, what's going on? A bomb threat, if they've got a checkpoint going and bomb sniffing dogs, then they arrest you and then have you plead guilty because they would never beat you in trial. But they use color of law to threaten you to think you've committed a crime to then go on probation. So it's all fraud. It's a criminal system where they want to pack the giant prison population. They actually have the private prison companies are on record in Texas and New Mexico and other states in the middle schools now running security. And they say we're preparing them for the next step in life, which is prison. They're there assessing, databasing, preparing. We have the largest prison population in the world, not just per capita, the largest period. So this is the new gulag casino economy that Max Kaiser and others have talked about. I haven't gotten to our top story yet. We'll come to it after the break. It's so big and crazy and out of control. I don't even know what to say at this point. Then I'll get back into the whole TSA situation. And then Jesse Ventura's got some special announcements he's going to be making here on air. And then we're also going to have Ron Paul popping in the middle of the next hour, or the start of the next hour. That's all coming up. But this is about saying your free speech, your joke. If you joke and say, don't grab my junk, if you joke and say, I don't like how you're acting, or if you complain, we're going to arrest you, and that's indeed what's happening. Now, they call you back behind the deal. They scare you. They put you in handcuffs. Then they don't let you fly that day, and they say, you're not flying today. A lot of people are nodding their head. If you complain and say, I've already missed two flights here because you guys overbooked. What's your problem? You're idiots. They're having people put in handcuffs. They're saying, you're not flying today. So it's a new system where not just government, but bureaucrats in quasi-government corporate areas, they have the power to flip out and have you thrown off the plane because you complained and said, You know, I need to get up and use the bathroom. This is just a conversion of treating us all like slaves, getting rid of a high service economy and going into a prison economy where we're all treated like peon prisoners. That's what's happening.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work. And the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic. I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special report and video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Alex Jones here, back live. I'll get into all the other world news and more on the announcements that you'll be arrested for your free speech with the TSA in the next segment, with several of my crew members that have been witnesses to these announcements at the Houston Airport and Boston Logan, where they say, we will arrest you if you make jokes. You have no free speech. You are a prisoner. Of course, there is no enabling law for that, but they don't care. This is a criminal mafia government. I'm trying to explain that to people. that fully wants to get everybody ready to just arrest whoever they want and disappear you. And we either get upset and speak out or it's over. Your pension funds, everything are gone. Now, let me stop you. You think I like having Tosh Plumlee contact me through Jim Mars, who is a former top CIA contractor and is quite frankly still one? And having him go public, he was on Megyn Kelly yesterday and they cut it down to 15 seconds and took it out of context. And he says now his life's in real danger. We're getting him on very soon. You think I like having the Navy SEALs come to me and actually meeting with a Navy SEAL and another Navy SEAL's father about SEAL Team 6 weeks after their helicopter blew up and they murdered 23 of them? You think I like having to have the duty to bring you that information? This is dangerous. This isn't a game, okay? So I get so angry at people out there that make jokes about all this stuff. Now, about a month ago, we got contacted by a high-level source at Dyess Air Force Base. That's all I'm going to say. High-level source that nukes that weren't supposed to be there were brought out of bunkers, loaded on 18-wheelers. The security force freaked out. This private, this police. This was witnessed by my source. And said, these aren't even supposed to be here since the 80s, and this isn't a proper federal department that's supposed to transport these. And where are they going? It was a big argument about even letting them go, but the base commander came out and said, they're going. This is a national security order, and those nukes rolled, reportedly, to the East Coast. To Lindsey Graham's senatorial district. We didn't know the same day he was saying that his district was going to be nuked in the near future if we did attack Syria. That came out in CBS News. Now, let me give you the new stuff. You know the top general in the Navy, or admiral in the Navy, over the nuclear weapons. Here's our report. Exclusive high-level source confirmed secret. I can hardly even say this stuff on air. Secret U.S. nuclear warhead transfer. I mean, we're not making this up, okay? Again. The Navy SEALs, Tosh Plumlee, this type of information, all the other whistleblowers that come to us. This is, my gut tells me this is dangerous stuff, okay? I'm trying to explain to you how real this is, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't just some more news out there. Now, a week ago, Navy fires number two nuclear commander after gambling probe. And I said, probably just made up. Do you really believe this top Navy admiral would be trying to pass fake chips at a casino and then no charges because it's made up, folks. But I said if it starts happening to more top nuke commanders, then you know there's some type of coup, counter coup going on. Boom. Just breaking 30 minutes ago. Huffington Post, we've got Anthony Gucciardi doing a report on this right now for Infowars.com. We're going to have more at the end of the show today, a special report on the nightly news when I have more. I almost need to just stop talking about this because it hit me right before the show, and it's so upsetting because there's thousands of points that go into this, and this just doesn't double, triple confirm our source. Our source is gold. It confirms that it's probably something really bad and some type of globalist coup over the nukes. These generals aren't going along with it. These admirals aren't going along with it. Here's the Huffington Post. Michael Kerry, Air Force General in charge of nuclear missiles, to be fired over loss of trust by the White House. When you start hearing that the White House has a loss of trust over someone, I mean, what does that mean? This is crazy. This is in the Associated Press, by the way. The Air Force is firing the two-star general in charge of all of its nuclear missiles. All of the nuclear missiles. This other guy was over the cruise missiles and in the Navy and a bunch of other systems. Put that back up on screen for me. There's more out on the AP now. I only have the first report. The Air Force is firing its two-star general in charge of all its nuclear missiles in response to an investigation into alleged personal misbehavior, officials told the Associated Press today. Major General Michael Kerry is being removed from command of the 20th Air Force, which is responsible for three wings of international intercontinental ballistic missiles, a total of 450, all three bases across the country, the official said. The official disclosed the matter of the AP on condition of anonymity because it has not been publicly announced. me the article, please. And if you hear me huffing and puffing, I'm not doing that for dramatic reasons. I'm the type of guy that never has anxiety attacks. But stuff like this, I'm actually seizing up, having trouble breathing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Folks, the reason I get so upset about this is I don't like at a fleshly level, a decadent level. We're all decadent at one level or another. At a deep cowardly level, I also have a lot of deep courage, but humans are all multifaceted. I don't like meeting with a Navy SEAL about them blowing up the helicopter of the Navy SEALs. I don't like knowing the government's really that evil. I don't like knowing that they're doing thousands of declassified lethal studies on men, women, and children, killing little foster kids, injecting people with cancer viruses. It's not like, oh, great, I have all this horrible news. I get to prove the government's bad. No, it all comes out. No one gets in trouble. I don't like having a super high-level source that witnessed nukes being pulled out that weren't supposed to be at Dyess Air Force Base and loaded on trucks and being carried by a transport group that's not supposed to be carrying nuclear weapons. That's all set up and established. They have a federal transportation group that does that. with former Special Forces people and others in a convoy. And then I start seeing top generals and admirals over the nukes being removed by the same people. And Gucciardi's on it. It's the same guy that removed both of them. And now they're not saying, hey, he was gambling like they did this admiral, but then dropped the fake charges. I said, that's probably a setup. I mean, normally gambling, whatever it was, they wouldn't remove somebody over that because it's an embarrassment. That's nothing in the corruption that goes on in the higher ranks of the Pentagon and the top brass. On record, I mean, that's nothing. I mean, these guys are running whole criminal empires, 2-, 3-, 4-star generals. Or they're given jobs that are white side, white hat, that aren't in the corruption to go carry out other operations. But the issue here is that now another top general has been removed for loss of trust, and the Associated Press is reporting, and I know I hit print on the full article. Will you please give me that? Thank you very much. So we now have the Navy firing its number two nuclear commander. That was a few weeks ago. And now today, AP, Michael Carey, Air Force General in charge of all nuclear missiles, removed from the Global Air Force Strike Command. And we're going to tell you who removed them. And the details with Anthony Gucciardi, he's printing the articles off. He's walking in here in a minute. He should be in here in the next 5 minutes. But that's why they are having announcements at the Houston airport and at the Boston Logan airport, and everywhere else for that matter now, including Austin, saying if you make jokes or say you don't like the TSA, we're going to arrest you. Folks, that's free speech to say this is all ridiculous. Oh, really? We're going to arrest you. They want everybody used to it. Everybody trained, everybody prepared, everybody knowing that we can disappear you. And now I guess at a TSA checkpoint on a highway, if you make a joke, they'll arrest you. This is what they want to do, is just grab and disappear us and our families. It's what they've done all over the world. The people running our government, running our military, go into countries and kill hundreds of thousands of people, in some cases millions. When the globalists have a captive audience, they kill everybody. When the globalists have a captive audience, they whack them out. When they have a captive audience, they do horrible things. When they got foster kids, they put 67% of them on psychotropics, an average of 7 drugs. When they've got prisoners, they do all sorts of secret testing on them. When they get poor people, they do horrible stuff to them. This is what they do. If they can get their hands on you, and if they can get in, they're going to take your pension funds, they're going to take your property, they're going to take your health, they're going to take your children, they're going to take your religious rights. They're doing it in a reign of terror that is just rolling out now, rolling out against everyone. Chris Jordan, we played this clip, and we're going to play it again in a moment, of the TSA in Houston. The article's up on Infowars.com. TSA loudspeakers threaten travelers with arrest if they make jokes or basically talk back. It's just, if you say anything we don't like, we're going to arrest you. There's no law in that. And then I talk about what Gucciardi saw with Weldon Henson and Josh Owens flying back from the NSA headquarters, covering that last week. A guy at the sandwich shop says, man, they guys have got a bomb threat or something. We're just searching your plane right through there. They're at the Phoenix airport making their connection. He said, really? He goes, yeah, they said it was some kind of threat. I want to ask about it. Nice old man. They walk over, tell the gate, hey, was there some kind of bomb threat? They said, who told you that? Well, I mean, I'm not going to tell you. Oh, fine. Here's the federal marshal. You're going to be arrested for a bomb threat. And he went, was there a drill? Was there a scare? And they're like, that's none of your business. Something went on, but it's none of your business. Now, you tell us who told you that. They're under arrest, or you're under arrest for a felony. He said, well, that guy, but he didn't do anything. He said, you guys had some threat and searched the plane. Is that true? They went over, put him in handcuffs, took him away. This is all in like 10 minutes. And then the federal marshal, air marshal, comes over. Gucciardi said he was just some giant, obviously, you know, hormonal guy. Bigger than Schwarzenegger is the way he described him. And he came over to him. He said, I'm going to walk you guys in now to the plane. And he goes, you're really lucky. Really lucky, because if you ever do say something like that, we're going to charge you with a felony. You're going to go to jail. And he was like, what's going to happen to that old man? I mean, he just, was there something going on? They're like, yeah, something went on. It's none of your business. Well, why are you arresting him? Why are you arresting him if he didn't do anything? Weldon saw all this as well. And he said, you don't worry about that. I mean, they're so, they want to grab anybody they can. And the more innocent, the better. I want to warn everybody about this country. This country is evil. Don't come here if you live outside the U.S., okay? This, like the Russians put a travel advisory, said, don't go there, they may secretly arrest you. If that's true, folks. This country is run by evil that is openly trying to break our will. The Nazis got in 33. By 35, they were doing the same thing, messing with people, shutting down businesses they didn't like, intimidating people, checkpoints, harassing, didn't like how you talked, take you in for interrogation, you fall and hit your head. By 37, they were just arresting en masse whoever they wanted, putting them in forced labor camps. By 42, they were lining everybody up and shooting them. And I'm telling you, I've studied the sociology, the anthropology, the history. The Nazis were a lot nicer. We got Ron Paul coming up. He needs to go ahead and get in here. I told him 5 minutes after. I need to go ahead and get him in here now. The point here is that this is the type of garbage that we're dealing with in a society. By the way, I'm glad yesterday I did that little piece about Hitler and the Olympic torch, the Olympic relay with the torch and the rings and all of it. Because, you know, a commenter on Twitter said that that wasn't true. Hitler wasn't involved in the Olympics. Hitler officially launched the modern Olympics in 1936. Okay? And he did invent the torch and the style of the Volkswagen and the procession and the torch lighting. He modernized the rings, and the design he drew became the modern symbol. A French aristocrat who believed sports should be the new religion to replace Christianity did originally in 1914 draw some similar rings that never got adopted because the Olympics got canceled because of World War I. But my point was is that got off into how he said bring back bread and circus to control the population, but also so we have a warrior class that will fight. The French need to be more athletic like the Germans. And the Germans were aware of that. That's why they seized on the Olympics after and took it over. And that just shows how we have an article where the U.S. stamps issuers are destroying stamps because they show kids playing ball and jump rope saying that's dangerous and basically racist. My wife was at a dinner a few nights ago with some family, distant family, who were saying, we're atheists, blah, 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 and we're criticizing the owner of Hobby Lobby because he's Christian and closed on Sunday and sells Christian stuff if you want it. And my wife said, well, you know I'm a Christian. A lot of our family's Christian, and you know it's not really fair that you're talking like that. And she said, Hobby Lobby is racist, and basically so are you. So racist now is dodgeball. Racist is being Christian. And that's what the TSA has said to me before. They said, you're a conspiracy theorist, but I don't want to be groped. I expect you to go to a restaurant and say, I don't like veal. I don't think they treat the baby cows well. I'll just take a regular steak. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Or it'd be like if I had an opinion on the color of grapes and my wife didn't like it, hypothetically. Oh, I want green grapes, not those pink ones. Oh, that's racist. It's literally just this default setting of you're a bad person, I'm a good person. And the reason I digress off into all of this is the globalists have created this myth that there are these terrorists and that they're going to attack us, so we're going to take all your rights, keep you safe. Meanwhile, they run the terrorists on record. And that's the thing about it. It's all naked now. It's all completely, absolutely naked now. And, you know, I say now's the time if you're going to get out of Dodge, get out of Dodge. I didn't finish the rest of the story. The problem, the reason I haven't left Dodge is I can see this is a global program, global standardization, continuity of agenda in their own words. This is going in worldwide, the same system. In fact, the Russians say they oppose it all, but that's because they're not part of the power bloc. They're all implementing the exact same stuff there, just they run it instead of the globalists running it. And they're not trying to sterilize everybody with vaccines or paying people to have kids. So they're not as eugenicist-based because they've already gone through 8 years of that. But the issue here is that we're in deep trouble. We are in deep trouble as a society. Chris, let's bring you on air. Chris Jordan, tell folks what you've heard the TSA announce yourself, because some people are in the comments at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, kind of like they did 4 years ago. We started videotaping the groping of children, taking diapers off babies, grabbing women's breasts, TSA asking women out on dates. They've paid out on lawsuits. They're so disconnected from reality, they'll pull a woman's sweater off, grab their breast, and say, I want to date you. I mean, that's how mentally ill they are. They'll print off naked scans of women and say, please sign this baby. People said, oh, they're not groping. And TSA said, we're not groping people. And then, of course, the video came out, and they said, well, it's for your safety. And it's the same thing. People are like, oh, there's no way they're announcing if you make a joke at the airport, we're going to arrest you. When now, since at least I've learned last Christmas, this is airing everywhere. In fact, Chris Jordan's heard it. Gigi Urnetta has heard it. And so has the rest of it. Everybody that's flown has heard this. And it's almost like, well, yeah, didn't you know they're airing this? So this is what they play in America. Oh, by the way, unattended bags. Oh, by the way, this facility. Oh, by the way, you make a joke, we're going to arrest you. Here it is.
Pay particular attention to your luggage and personal belongings. Unattended luggage will and personal belongings may be treated as a danger to the facility. Do not be persuaded by strangers or individuals you do not know well to take articles aboard your flight. You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
And remember, anyone caught criticizing the dear leader will be permanently detained. And by the way, they now, we know thousands of Christian groups, pro-life groups, in the memos, destroy them, shut them down. Orders from the White House, hundreds of meetings a month, hundreds of meetings of the leadership of the IRS. I mean, they're in there with everybody's tax returns, everybody's background, go after him, go after them, beyond Nixon and total lapdog establishment media. And trying to arrest and persecute pro-life groups, these are authoritarians. The sky is the limit. Of course, if busloads of people pull up during the shutdown the first day, they pull guns on them and kidnap them for 2 days and cuss at them and scream at them. I won't go to national parks now. They've won. It's theirs. They hate you. They're arrogant. It's their property, not you. You work for them. And see, it's an unnatural system where they have unlimited fiat money. Fiat currency always creates hyperinflation, except if it's a selective economy and only given to government agencies, select corporations and groups. Everybody else goes into a depression. And then they've got all the extra money for their systems to grow like cancer. So it's like cancer shutting off blood to everything else except itself. And now we're like a dog that weighs 50 pounds dragging a 400-pound cancer around. And the cancer hates us so much, it's trying to kill us. It'll die, of course, too, but it doesn't matter. Its instinct is, I want it all, I want it all, I hate you, because it looks at the dog and sees it has a spirit. Cancer is, you know, with its little amoeba eyes, are looking at the dog and hating it, even though it's the dog's heart's barely beating, and it's trying to kill it as fast as it can. This is what tyrannies do. Just how many TSA agents have announced I'm God and gone crazy and stripped naked and began running around the airports? It happens all the time. Because who else would want to sit there and dominate people 8 hours a day while being fried by radiation? Now, that said, here's the big news in this segment, the next, with Anthony Gucciardi. And I brought him in here today because we broke this a few weeks ago. Back on September 3rd, I guess a month ago now, time really flies. Exclusive high-level source confirms secret U.S. nuclear warhead transfer. This is a very dangerous report. This is a real whistleblow, okay, of the highest magnitude. When people go to prison, people get killed now for just speaking out against the dear leader, okay? That's why we need your prayers, folks, and realize how important this is. And by the grace of God, we're still here. Because we're so prominent, they're worried about crushing us. They still may do that. Exclusive, high-level source confirms secret U.S. nuclear warhead. And again, if you just joined us, Anthony Gucciardi, breakdown. Now we have another top nuke general. All the missiles in the U.S. has been relieved for, quote, loss of trust by the same guy. Tell us what's happened. Go ahead and start over. Your mic wasn't on. Go ahead.
Okay, so as you may know, when we broke this on September 3rd, basically it was a bombshell anyway, and our source stopped responding to us, which was concerning to me. But the reality is that not only did Lindsey Graham come out later on that day and say there could be a nuclear strike in South Carolina if we don't go to war with Syria, if we don't go to war with Iran, But then the second top commander of the nuclear arsenal got suspended over gambling, which is a BS charge. He said he used fake chips or something like that. But then
the police said it didn't happen and there was no charges.
Right, but here's the thing that no one's looking at. Both of these were anonymous from insiders in the government reporting to the news agencies. They didn't want to report on this. The government did not want to announce this. Same with this top nuclear...
As usual, you hit the key. We're not even supposed to know all these top generals are being removed in some type of coup.
They're probably firing more of them, but we're not even allowed to know. These are whistleblowers inside of government going to the news organizations. Right here it says as well that they did not want to announce on September 3rd the suspension because it remains under investigation and they weren't ready to go official with it.
Wait a minute. So this happened right when we reported this?
This happened on the same day. That's the next thing. People don't even understand.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even.
Yeah. Buried at the bottom. Look at this very bottom of the article. It says they didn't want to report it on September.
Daily Mail. Let's show that.
The exact same day it happened, it comes out weeks later. That exact day, that guy was suspended over a lie over a lottery charge. Obviously,
what do you think's really going on here?
He didn't want to do it. He did not want to transfer this nuke off record with no transfer papers secretly to South Carolina because he knew what might go on. And then this guy, I believe, was more like a whistleblower, and they need to shut him up. And it's the same guys firing all of them. The same guys that are doing all the bidding in Iraq and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe we're in the middle of this.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Isn't Wi-Fi great? You can browse the web anywhere. Coffee shops, airports, libraries. But using public Wi-Fi means that people can spy on you. And it's easy as, yep, they can access your data at the touch of a button. Seriously, even your internet service provider can see every website you ever go to. Private internet access has got your back. How? Well, it's kinda nerdy, but to put it simply, spies and companies that track you don't like us one bit. We create an encrypted tunnel so that nobody can spy on you. We also provide IP cloaking, which frees you from geographic restrictions when you're traveling. Register today and disappear online the way it was supposed to be. Go to privateinternetaccess.com right now, because your family's privacy is worth it. That's privateinternetaccess.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories will all immortal minds.
The good news is American satisfaction with U.S. government drops to all-time low. down to 18 to 17%, depending on which one of the poll indexes you look at from Gallup. And it's even worse than that. So they don't care now that you know they're criminals. They're just coming for you. But there's a throw the bums out movement that's just, oh, throw everybody out. No, throw the globalist out. Throw the authoritarians out. Put in the Rand Pauls. Put in the Justin Amashes. Put in the Walter Joneses. Put in the patriots that are against all of this. Throw out the Governor Browns of California. The globalists are in a race to gut this country because they know you're waking up across the board. Now, Anthony Gucciardi, you're going to have a big report out on this at InfoWars.com. I'm glad we've gone back and looked at the old nuke story with the new top nuke general being fired. That's two in a month. That now, weeks after we first reported this, it comes out this guy was fired the day after we reported this. And then now...
Let's go over it. All right, there's a lot of information. Again, this is all just breaking, so it's hard to go and sift through it. But once we're finding out more, it makes more sense. So the original guy, we reported the missing nuke report with the super high-level military intelligence who's now not responding to us anymore on September 3rd. Then Lindsey Graham that same day came out and said, there's going to be a nuclear strike, it looks like, if we don't go against Syria and Iran in South Carolina. But on the same day... the second in command, it looks like, was suspended, if not fired, later on the same exact day we reported this. But then it gets worse. They didn't announce that. It turns out they didn't want to until an anonymous leaker inside the government, it's one of these documents, basically came out and said it was happening. And then at the end of the article, it says they didn't want to do it on, they didn't want to announce it on September 3rd because they were still investigating. But then this gets worse. So now that was the second guy. Right, on September 3rd. This is the guy, general in charge of nukes, the top guy. And here we have the report. Not only was he fired, but they actually didn't want to say anything about it. The officials disclosed the matter to the AP on condition of anonymity.
That's in the Associated Press, that yeah. There's a secret purge of generals going on, and that's what I said at the time.
They found an email about it. Someone forwarded an email about it. It must have been ultra classified. They didn't want to announce this. So they want to fire all these guys off record, behind the scenes, black ops style, and just get rid of them.
Because, and then later they can die of a fast-acting cancer.
Yes, exactly.
Or have a heart attack.
But get this. People were saying, oh, it's just routine. You know, it's the ICBM inspection
stuff. Oh, yeah, they're saying that at InfoWars.com.
They're saying
the operatives are.
Look, here's the exact response. The decision was made by James Kowalski, and basically this guy's in charge. An internal email revealed that it was due to a temporary duty assignment that this guy failed to do around that exact same time. So what was that temporary duty assignment the guy failed to do that would fire him over? I mean, this guy was in charge of fleets. He was in charge of...
When you fire generals, it's usually congressional hearings.
I mean, it's you hardly ever fire them. You give them, you know, honorary service and everything like that. This guy's damn done. You're fired. You are fired. Instantly.
And it's the guys all in charge of the nukes.
Yeah, the guy. Not the
with
guy.
Graham running around the night after we set it the night saying, oh my gosh, the nuke's going to blow us up. And the nukes are going there.
Yes, South Carolina. It's so obvious. It's one thing if we just had the nuclear intelligence, if we had Graham coming out and saying it, we're just getting all these guys.
Yeah, here's the deal. Well, our source didn't know why they were disappearing, these nukes. They weren't even supposed to be there.
No.
These are secret black op nukes disappearing. Everybody's freaking out over it. We don't know why. And then all of a sudden, the top generals all start disappearing and being fired. I mean, this is incredible.
And
what does your gut tell you?
I think the first one refused to do it. This second guy either refused to do it or was a whistleblower, but I don't need to guess. It says he failed to do a temporary duty assignment. Temporary duty assignment, such as moving the nuclear weapon, which was unsigned for, to South Carolina. I mean, why else would you fire a top nuclear commander and then have this other guy in a phony charge of lottery tickets or gambling or whatever?
And they put the most trusted over these, the most sane, the best backgrounds. And notice, they probably said, we're not doing this. Because, I mean, I know the nukes disappeared. I mean, that's real.
Yeah.
And now this is all happening. I don't know what's going on. This is incredible.
We're pulling the cover on it. They might not be able to do anything if we keep doing it. But the fact of the matter is, they look like they...
Man, I tell you, this feels super dangerous.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of love iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.